Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon. I'm Jaron Vecchio. And joining me over the phone for today is the mayor of the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo, Don Scott. Don, how are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me. There's a lot of issues going on in our region, so I'm happy to be with you, and I hope everyone out there is staying safe and doing well.
Well, we usually have you on the day after your biweekly council meetings, but we're here to talk about DRP funding and also an update that the province has given out saying that they're going to be providing up to $11 million to help cover the cost for the Ptarmigan Court buyouts. So maybe just to start off, I know we've been talking about how you wanted the province to provide funding to cover all the costs. We know that if all properties do accept the buyout, it would be around $14 million. So the fact that we're getting 11, is this good news in your opinion?
Yeah, I don't want anyone to be under the illusion that we've got a check in our hands. What the government of Alberta has been doing lately is making promises and then not following up very quickly. So what they're actually doing is they're saying, we're going to give you $11 million if you agree to all the conditions we're going to impose on you. But they haven't told us what those conditions are yet. So don't be fooled. There's no check in our hands. If they say that we're getting $11 million, that's if we accept whatever onerous conditions they want to stick on us. So we'll have to see how that goes. But they like to claim all these victories in this region, and then by telling us we're getting all this money, and then they don't actually provide the check. But we have not received a check. And just to remind everybody, it's been about a year since the flood, and I've still met people who have not had their DRP claims resolved. So this is a trend, unfortunately. So just to remind people about Ptarmigan Court, that is an area that that cannot be protected like other areas with flood mitigation. So we went to council, the issue went to council. I didn't personally support it, but that doesn't matter because council as a whole supported it. So I'm behind it just like every other councillor. And really the government of Alberta should be the one doing this, just like they did for every other part of Alberta. They unfortunately don't treat our region like they do every other part of Alberta historically. The GOA, when there's been buyouts, has initiated and paid for the buyouts. And that's why I've always been personally very concerned with us doing this. But nevertheless, they have proposed that they may come in with a check for $11 million. We'll see. They're announcing it as though we have a check in hand, which is always interesting. But we'll wait and see if we actually get the check. When we get the check, I'll be impressed. But there's going to be conditions on that as well. So we'll see what those conditions are.
Any expectations on what those conditions could be? We've obviously heard news from the province that they're changing the DRP program, updating it. Do you see these these requirements kind of on the line of what these proposed changes are for the DRP?
You know, they haven't told us yet, so we'll wait and see. The changes to DRP are just another way that this region is getting treated differently again. We're getting screwed, quite frankly, and DRP is another example of that. The provincial government is doing this region no favors, so anybody that tells you this is some great move is not looking at the details. If our region gets flooded again, then what the changes to DRP are doing is they're going to give this region less money. So what they're first doing is they're going to pay 90% of any claim. So if there was $100 million that had to be paid out for a future flood or disaster, so it's not just floods, it's any disaster, then the municipality could potentially be on the hook for 10% of it, which is $10 million in a $100 million claim. And the second thing they're doing is they're putting a cap on residential claims of $500,000, which means that if you own a house that's worth $500,000 and you're making a claim to the GOA, first of all, they're knocking off 10% off the top, and hoping that someone else will come in and pay it, like the municipality. But issue number two is you're capped at $500,000 claims. So if you own a home in an area that experiences a disaster, they're not paying more than $500,000. So they're trying to put a limit on their claims. And worst of all, like the worst part of this new DRP approach they're taking is we're limited to one claim. So if you're a resident and you get subject of it, you experience a disaster like this region has, we've experienced more than one in the last 5 years. So if you get, if your property is burned as a result of a fire, just as many were in this region 5 years ago, and you make a claim out of that, then that's it. That's it for that property, the way they've described it to me. So that is a very horrible thing for this region. And we've experienced more disasters than others. And we know this issue. And this is a very unfortunate approach. I've been very opposed to it. I've been very vocal about it. So it's just another way that this region is unfortunately being penalized by the provincial government. Now, the provincial government has said to me that they want to treat our region and Alberta like every other part of the country. They're trying to average it out. Here's the problem. Alberta isn't like every other part of the country. We experience more disasters than every other part of the country. So they're trying to say that the average of other provinces should be the Alberta average. That's nonsense. If we have more disasters, then we have got to have a different approach. The reality has got to reflect that issue. So, the GOA is, they're looking to pay less money, and they're doing it on the backs of people that own homes and local governments. They're trying to download every possible penny they can to homeowners and to governments, local governments. It's really unfortunate. This is going to impact a lot more than just Wood Buffalo residents and our residents in this region. It's going to impact all Albertans. In my view, it's going to affect all cities and communities. Mm-hmm. Another issue that they did, they announced all this on day one of wildfire season without any consultation. They throw this on our lap and say, here you go. And this has really been the trend of this this government to do that. So it's very unfortunate. And I think people have to really keep this in mind as they go forward. There's some really difficult decisions that are, in my view, punishing this community. And it's something that I think every citizen should be taking some time to reflect on. We're trying to get the word out, but people should be appalled at their provincial government for making this decision.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And before the break, we are talking about the province promising to provide up to $11 million to help cover the costs for the Ptarmigan Corp buyouts. Mayor Scott did mention that there will be some conditions that the municipality will have to accept before they get this funding. And we're also talking about changes to the disaster recovery program. And Mayor Scott, you're obviously, expressing some frustration before the break about these changes. So is it in, your opinion that what's happening with DRP and these conditions to get the funding for Ptarmigan Court, do you personally see it as them kicking the region while we're down?
Oh, it's obvious that's exactly what they're doing. We understand disasters better than anybody. We've had significant disasters in this region. And what they're really doing is saying, hey, we're going to make it harder for people who are experiencing disasters to make claims. And it's very unfortunate. They've already made it incredibly hard with what they've done so far by holding on to the funds that they announced a long time ago. That's why I have very little faith when they say you're getting $11 million. Until I see the check in hand, I think everybody who's made a DRP claim to the province understands that issue as well, because just because they announce money's coming doesn't mean the check's going to be in hand anytime soon. If we get it soon, I'll be shocked, just based on previous experience with the provincial government. They need to, they're just moving at a snail's pace. Unfortunately, disasters don't wait for the provincial government. They just happen. Mm-hmm. So our residents are going to be the subject of some challenges, and they're not making it easy. I mean, your local government, our municipal government's going to do everything they can. That's why we're building flood mitigation. We've taken steps with respect to protecting this region from wildfires. But disasters happen. We have been hit. So, the provincial government, I think they should be taking a hard look at all these things they're doing. You know, if the only thing a government can do is save money and download costs to Albertans, you know, that's what kind of a policy approach is that? Government should be about protecting people and looking after them, not just about saving money. So that's my concern on that.
All right. Don, before I let you go, going back to the Ptarmigan Court buyouts and the province providing up to $11 million, obviously you mentioned that there are some unknown conditions that are going to be, tagged along with that $11 million. You used to be an MLA with the provincial government, and there was a few natural disasters that happened. Specifically, I want to talk about the Calgary flood that happened in 2013. We know that there were buyouts involved with that. Were there any conditions that were involved with when the province provided funding for that? I'm curious if this is something that is, you know, unique to just this buyout experience, or is this something that's common in other buyout-specific incidents?
Yeah, when Mike Allen and I were MLAs, what I can tell you is the provincial government took an entirely different approach. They didn't leave it to a municipality to do a buyout. They came in and sorted it out. Was it a challenge? Were there lots of challenges along the way? Yes, but the provincial government was in a much better position to manage buyouts than a local municipal government. Now, I don't have access to all the details of how that process worked, but we'll see. We'll see what they give to us. This has been a completely different approach. They managed the buyouts, as I recall, entirely. And that was the provincial government at that time. That's why we're being treated so differently here.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, anything else you'd like to add?
You know, it's the one other thing I'd add. It's not like Alberta is getting any less support from Canada for disasters. So there is a cost-sharing agreement between the federal government and the provinces to help disasters. So, you know, it's something that I would encourage every person in our region to think about these issues.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Mayor Don Scott.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over the phone is Mayor Don Scott. And we've been talking about changes that the province is making to the disaster recovery program. We're also talking about the province promising to provide up to $11 million to help with the Ptarmigan Court buyouts. However, there will be some conditions that need to be agreed on before the municipality will get this funding. So, Mayor Scott, I know before the break, you've been personally sharing your frustration with these two, announcements. I want to go back to Ptarmigan Court. Maybe for those who don't know, I want to just a little bit of background information. How many properties are in Ptarmigan? So how many properties are potentially going to be getting a buyout, or I guess ask for a buyout?
Yeah, we've got 69 properties in Ptarmigan. And let me give you some details. Now, some of these details overlap with others. That's why the numbers don't add up exactly to 69. So because there's people in different categories, but we have 43 property owners who are interested in a buyout. We have 38 buyouts that are in progress. We have 7 property owners who are not at this time interested in a buyout. Now, things might change given the provincial position on things. We have 3 property owners who are interested in raising their property potentially. 2 property owners prefer the status quo, which means taking no steps. And once again, all these things could change, obviously, given the recent DRP changes by the province that they gave us no heads up on. And certainly this, I'm sure it takes residents by surprise as much as the as it does us. And overall, 26 property owners remain undecided at this time. So the reason those numbers don't all add up to 69 is we obviously have people in different categories, but that's the essence of where we're at. As of, I should say that is that's fairly current. I think that was as of about a week ago.
So I know that you had mentioned that the funding that the government was looking to provide up to $11 million. There are some conditions that will be discussed, I guess, at a future meeting. There's currently not too much information on that. So at this time, these buyouts, is it going to be coming out of the municipality's pocket as of right now?
Yeah, that's the plan. If we sat around waiting for the provincial government, nothing would ever happen based on what I've seen to date. So we've got to deal with this issue ourselves. You know, council voted for it, so we're going to take steps in that direction. That's the current approach. Now, these things can all change at future council meetings, but that's the current approach that this council has adopted.
Now, I'm curious as well. I don't know if you guys were asking about this, and I know this was a big concern directly for you, Mayor Scott, in offering buyouts about people leaving the community. Have you heard if many of these property owners are looking at other properties in the town? I don't know if that was something you guys were asking or if it was just specific if you want to buy out or not.
This is a great community, and there's no reason for people to leave this community. It's a fantastic community. And I think it's the best place to live in Canada. It's certainly an amazing place. No one has indicated to me that they are leaving the community, and I've never received feedback that people are specifically leaving. And if they are, they may be keeping it to themselves. But I hope that people will certainly stay in this community.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Mayor Scott, before I let you go, just one last topic. And we kind of touched on it earlier, more specifically the changes that are happening to the DRP program. But we already know that from the flood last year that the province allocated up to $100 million for individuals who were impacted by the flood. Do we know how much of that $100 million has been spent so far?
Yeah, let me give you some numbers. As of February 9th, so the GOA would have the most recent numbers, but the most recent numbers I've been given is as of February 9th, 2021. So an advance of $20 million was paid to the municipality in support of its emergency operations and flood response costs. And we anticipate that our full request will be $25.5 million in that area. And the next category would be that approximately $11 million in emergency evacuation payments were provided to our residents. $11.3 million has been provided to homeowners and small businesses in our region under the Disaster Relief Program. Now, this is from an estimated $25 million budget for this purpose. So you can see my concern about these the payments. We're still, as of February 9th, less than half of what they budgeted for that purpose. So not everybody's getting a check that should be. And just to remind everybody, the total amount of DRP funding that was committed by the province, by the premier himself, is $100 million. And just a few more numbers I can give you is as of January 27th, 2021, the GOA received 1,066 applications from our region, 837 residential and 229 small business. Of the 1,066 applications received, 473 have received an advance or interim payment, and a further 179 have received their final payment. So there's still more work to be done, and that is work by the province. Just to remind everybody, sometimes people get the various levels of government mixed up. But I just want to reaffirm, these are provincial commitments and provincial payments. So it's your MLAs, it's your premier, it's the government of Alberta.
I obviously don't know what the timeline would be for this. I was fortunate enough that I didn't have to experience this. And we're almost a year into, or I guess a year away from the flood, and the fact that hundreds of applications still haven't been processed. Like, to me, that sounds like, you know, it's taking quite a while. Again, I don't know the timeline. It could be a while, but I don't know if this is something that's, you know, I guess you're also concerned about, that, you know, there's still so many people still waiting to even hear back if they're getting approved or not.
You know, the provincial government has found a way to make this disaster worse. And they've done the same thing with future disaster with the changes to the DRP program. So it's people in this region should be furious with the provincial government. And, you know, I stand by our residents. The provincial government has basically directed everybody to go to the MLA. So if you're unhappy with receiving your funds to date, when I raised this issue with our with the provincial ministers, what they keep telling me is, tell everyone to go to the MLAs. And they tell me that they're going to sort it out. But as you can see, there's a lot that has not been sorted out. So, you know, I just don't have a lot of faith in the province at this time for a lot of reasons, but this is just one more. We need governments in place that support people in disasters. Waiting a year or almost a year to pay people out and support them is not supporting people. You know, we need governments that make disasters better, not compounded. When people experience disasters, they need help. They don't need bad news and delays, which is what what the residents of our region are certainly facing.
All right. Well, Mayor Scott, that's unfortunately all the time, but we always appreciate it when you come on every couple of weeks for our talk right after the council meeting. But we appreciate you coming on, I guess, adding a time to come on to talk about this.
Yeah, happy to be here. Please take care and please stay safe, everybody.
Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.